Hello?
Director Schultz.
I don't want to sign that bill saying Lyndon Johnson approves that bill. It'll just let him sell it for more than 6%.
Well, this is that intermediate credit bill. Mm-hmm.
Now you have to talk to Joe, and my men are not very smart on figuring out what to do, but I don't believe I'll sign it. And I let the bankers wonder how they get their money out of it.
Two things.
Sons of bitches are just stealing from us, and I'm tired of it. I don't want my name associated with it. Removing a limitation of 6%.
Well, no, this just brings them up where everybody else is.
Well, I'm taking a positive action to lift the 6% ceiling, and I'm against it. I think 6% is too much to pay on government loan.
My people tell me they just have to default on something.
All right, then let them default. What so what? To show that these sons of bitches are trying to rob them, and we'll have a national bank.
Just ruin the credit of all these agency issues.
Well,
drive their rates up way to hell higher than they are now.
I don't think so. I think when the American people find out what these sons of bitches are doing, or we're letting them do, I think it'll rise up and have worse than they are a civil right. I just think that. I think what we better do is get a hold of some bond people and tell them they better buy these bonds at lower than the 6. Notice housing took a little drop yesterday. All of our people are just wanting to come in as quick as they can and issue everything they can. And I've got big old fat oil bankers up here wanting to get some of this lush money.
Yeah, I'm not.
They make a loan to some rich cattleman that's worth $2 billion, and then by God, they run down to Intermediate Credit Bank, want to get their money out.
You know, God knows I'm not.
Let's get the smartest Andrew Jackson man we can on this, and let's find out how not to sign it, because I don't think I'm going to sign it.
You don't remember the last day that he was president?
No, I don't. I'm going on this export-import thing. I just don't think I'm going to recommend that.
Set aside a little time for Joe and me to talk to him, and then we'll get back at you. We don't have anything coming up till...
But I want some of y'all to look at this from my viewpoint and figure out how not to do it instead of how it's got to be done. I don't have to go out in private life and bring me something down.
I looked at it once. I'll go back and look at it again.
And get some of your people. Tell them what the president wants done. Well, I told him this morning, why in the hell don't you rich bankers call up some bond dealer up there and tell him you ain't going to pay but 6 and do it? Well, he said, we might be able to do that. I said, you damn sure better. I just think they got a bunch of namby-pamby sissies. They don't think we got guts or brains either in the Treasury. And they're screwing us to death. That's what I think. And our fools are all wanting to get all they can, quick as they can. Every agency that reads about something, they want to come in and get it some more. And I just think we just got to quit issuing them for a while and hold back. You know the fight I had the other night with Joe on the Federal Home Loan Bank.
Well, let me take one more look at it. As I say, the thing that scared the devil out of me was this defaulting business, and that would just be hell in terms of what we do to the rates on everything else we got to sell. That's what, it isn't as if this was new money. This is money they got to roll over, and they got to find it somewhere.
Well, I've got a big Texan in town. He wants to get it so he can rediscount some of his stuff. I think you're just using us, and I don't think we're smart enough to know it. That's my judgment. I'm not an expert in this field, but I believe that the country is getting the impression that the Johnson financial experts are the tools of big business. And I rather think that we are. So I think we've got to watch it.
Well, I don't know. All I know is, Mr. President, we haven't been able to sell anything, you know, at this rate before. The last one was above 6. And if this were new money, I'd agree with you. This is not new money, it's money that's rolling over, and they got to find some way to get it.
Well, why don't the trust fund pick it up at $5.95?
The whole issue?
Yes.
Well, you're just going to raise absolute hell with rigging the market. No problem with the trust funds taking a big slice, but you got to have it price made outside the trust fund. Otherwise, they'll say we're just jiggling with the Social Security and the pension funds to rig the market.
What the truth would be that we're not going to let a farmer pay over 6% when the trust fund's got some money, and that's a good earning for a trust fund. We're not going to let it go to Wall Street. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it seems to me, is that you got problems with high interest rates, and you're solving them by using that trust fund money
for. All right. Isn't that proper use of it?
No, sir. I don't think to make a rate that's below the market rate, I don't think it is. I think it's going to cause, in the long run, more trouble than it's worth. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the trust funds will take a good, solid slice of it. That's fine. No problem. They ought to. But to take the whole issue, you know, it's...
Well, I don't see anybody in our outfit that's trying to keep below the sixes and just tell them we're not going to do it. I think we've got to find somebody in the government to do it. Now, you do it if you will. If you can't, let me get some consultant back in here that'll just try to be a dictator in this money field. If Joe's not going to do it, some of you got to do it, because I'm just not going to sign this stuff for moving, making the sky the limit for every banker. I'm not going to do it.
Well, let me take one more crack at it. I looked at it once, so I'll try again.
All right, and look at the export-import thing, too.
Yes, sir. Joe and I are going to have to...